Hello and welcome, everyone. And good Sunday afternoon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio, and you're listening to the Dr. Staffel program and Your Smile Matters on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. And I do not have a guest, so please give me a call. You have some information that you'd like, or if you have a question about a dental aspect and dental problem and how it relates to your general health. And the number is 599-5555, 599-5555, and don't hesitate to call. Be happy to answer your questions or give you a comment on something you may have read. And then, of course, there's my free podcast, and that address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. That's staffelDDS.podomatic, like it sounds, .com. Over 7 years of archive information and interesting and informative guests and material. Our website is sanantoniodentist.net. We're going to be starting an upgrade soon that will be very informative for oral health and connections to general health. So be on the lookout for that. Now, a question that I've asked myself is, how much can I get done in January and through January and February? You might ask yourself that same question as we start this new year of 2017. And one of the questions is, how can we improve our oral health and its relation to general health? And this is a very good question for all of us to take a look at. I hope to inspire you this 2017. I know I will inform you with subjects you weren't aware of that can help you live healthier lives. So don't miss this program. Every Sunday, 4 to 5 p.m. on KTSA, 550 a.m., and also 107.1 FM. I have some great guests coming up that you don't want to miss. So put this program down. 4 to 5 Sunday, KTSA 550 AM or 107.1 FM. Now, let me get first to the caller. Emilio? How are you?
Hello there, Dr. Staffel. Happy New Year, and thank you very much for all the information you share with us.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Doctor, I just have a quick question, because you've mentioned it before. There is a resource that you've mentioned. I don't know if there's some kind of they're like research material or something. You referred to it in the past, and I think they have all kinds of subjects, and there have been, I don't know, it's not TED Talks or anything, but it's along that area where you've had guests, and you and your guests have talked about research that is being done, and the findings and other things are on there. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, the main one is TED Talks, and of course that is a great site. They've got you can go on for days watching that thing or listening to it, watching it. Actually, it's a video.
Yes.
And a lot of interesting subjects, and nice thing is you get to choose what you want to listen to. As far as research, we get research material from so many different directions. I read a lot of magazines, professional magazines, and read a lot of books. So I don't know I need more clues to help you.
Right.
To clue me in as to what's happening. Because I tell you, I have a lot of information.
Yes. And it had something to do with, and I don't know if the format was, I think it's text versus video, and it might be just something prior to TED Talks.
Do you have any idea what the subject might have been?
Well, one time you all were talking about the nitrous oxide and other areas. And I think the young man in Austin, when you had him on, I think was mentioning something about, and they were in there, the researchers from other universities that had maybe something similar.
Okay. That would have been the website of neogenesis.com. Not Genesis, not Genesis, but neogenesis. G-E-N-E-I-S.
I see.
And that is the website for the nitric oxides from the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. There are over 1,000 articles of research on that website. So that's one of them that I probably was, I've talked about that a lot. And I'm having Dr. Bryant, he requested that he come on the show in February. So having him back in February, because he's got a lot of new information as well. But all of that material is published on that website. Neogenesis.com. And it is such a valuable material or a substance. I'm going to talk about it a little later in the show, but it's awfully valuable and it comes from the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. They have 7 patents on it. And you see it advertised on television now as Beat Elite. And then they have a professional formula for professional athletes. Mm-hmm. They have it's on radio. It's advertised on radio and television. So it's coming around and getting the message out to the public because it's one really valuable substance. So that may be the website you're talking about.
I bet it is. And if not, I'll keep looking. And if I come up with the clue, I'll probably leave a message with you.
That'd be great. Thank you so much for calling, Emilio.
You're welcome, and we love you down here in Corpus.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Well, okay. One of the questions I was talking about is how we can improve our oral health and general health in 2017. And so I've got some really good guests lined up. And one of them is going to be on sugar and a very definitive program on sugar. And we'll talk about that a little later. But before I get into the program, I want to give you an unsolicited advertisement for the San Antonio Symphony. We have this beautiful, beautiful Tobin Performing Arts Center. We have a first-class, world-renowned conductor, originally from Berlin. We have fabulous musicians. We have a world-renowned guest artist and beautiful and listenable music that is timeless in its appeal and tickets of all price ranges. Now, what is the advantage of classical music? Well, current research is uncovering that all at-risk children should be exposed to classical music to facilitate their brain development. And you've always heard about the Mozart effect. Well, now the research is showing that classical music in general is very valuable for the brain development of at-risk children. And this is not just one report. This is reports coming from different sources from all over the world. So the San Antonio Symphony does have a very sizable outreach program for children. But if you have children or grandchildren, you ought to think about taking them to the San Antonio Symphony because this is one of the most fabulous things that this town has. And you can buy tickets and go to these unforgettable performances. They're on Friday and Saturday. The guest artist this recent Friday was a violinist who performs with major symphonies around the world, all the while conducting the orchestra. It's just amazing. He was the conductor as well as the soloist violinist and playing some beautiful Mozart and Mendelssohn. And our symphony and the HEB Performance Hall is a hidden treasure and not to be missed. And other performances going on coming up in this month are Mozart at the San Fernando Cathedral. They have multiple programs at the San Fernando Cathedral and the symphony playing Mozart. So, also, you have the Pops concerts, some of which are Gospel to Soul to Broadway, Jurassic Park in concert, live to picture, An American in Paris, music of John Williams, An Evening with San Antonio's Own Christopher Cross, and much more. Classical music can help children developing their developing brain, whether at risk or not, and it might be useful to the brain in cognitive decline. We will hear more about this in the future. The phone number of the Tobin Center, you want to call 223-8624. That's 223-8624. I really want you to make an effort to go to that symphony. The Tobin Center is so beautiful, and you can, the tickets are all over the place. And you can go, there's not a bad seat in the house. It's built on the old style opera houses, and it's such a gem. And the music, oh my goodness, the music and the benefit to the brain is remarkable, and there's more research coming out on this. I think you'll hear a lot more about it. So, keep this in mind. There's a program that I know of, that I'm aware of, in Nashville, Tennessee. It has about 600 students, and various musicians come and teach these at-risk children. And they teach them with lessons about $1 a lesson. These are professional musicians that will teach these at-risk children for $1 a lesson. And out of the 600 students that I last checked on, 100% of them graduated from high school. So this is a more verification of how valuable classical music is in the developing brain, in children as well as in adults. So I urge you to keep that in mind and call down there. They'll be glad to help you. Now, a coming program that's coming up that you don't want to miss, and this is one on sugar and the sugar industry. The date will be set soon. I'll probably have it this week, and I'll keep you posted. It's very, very informative. Sugar is an amazing material. It's been studied intensively. One of the most extensive studies was by a man by the name of Weston Price, who worked for the American Dental Association back in the 20s and 30s. And he went all over the world. He could do that at that time, and studied these primitive cultures, or isolated cultures, where people who had been isolated from the world on islands, and they didn't have any sugar and carbohydrates. And then as that changed and they started getting sugar and flour and carbohydrates, he was able to study what happened to them. It's very interesting. His name is Weston Price, DDS, and his work is classic. And he had about 256 scientists working for him, and it would be very difficult to repeat that type of thing. And of course, getting back to finding isolated people who aren't exposed to these materials is not very easy now. But we're gonna have a lot of information about sugar and the sugar industry, because with diabetes and with all the medical problems that are occurring, we have such a large diabetic population here. And then, of course, from the dental standpoint, my goodness, the decay and the disease processes that occur. Sugar promotes inflammation in the body, and, of course, it produces, it feeds bacteria that are very productive, producing acid, and that acid that is produced and feeds on the sugar is what dissolves your tooth. Tooth dissolves at a pH of 5.5, and the sugar acid is closer to 3.5, and so the teeth are dissolved readily by the acids produced by the bacteria that feed on the sugar. And we have, this is what keeps dentistry going. And even one of the things that we'll find is people will do so well through their lives, and then all of a sudden they get into advanced years, and they lose their saliva, and they lose other solutions that are like enzymes and so on. Everything diminishes, but they lose the saliva flow, and the bacteria just take over and cause total havoc in a person's mouth, especially in an older person's mouth, when that saliva dries up. And so we're going to go into this in detail. I think it'll be a program that you'll enjoy. And, of course, it'll be on the podcast so that you can pull it up anytime that you want and look into it. I hope to have it either next week or the week after. We'll see if we can get it booked in there. That'll be a whole hour, and we'll be talking about sugar, the effects on the body, the effects on the teeth, and the sugar industry, what the sugar industry has been doing all these years to influence the consumption of sugar. It's just the bane of dentists, as we try so hard to help people and get them to take care of their mouths, and then a person will get into a habit. College students are real bad about this because their diet deteriorates and they're looking for quick snacks in a hurry, and they start snacking on foods, especially sugar foods, and oh my dear, oh my goodness, when they come in from college on breaks, it can be a real change from what they've been doing in the past. And then, of course, we have a real problem with Medicare patients or Medicaid patients, and because they don't get the information, or if they do have the information, they don't take it to advantage, and these little kiddos on Medicaid will come in and every tooth in their mouth will be wiped out by the age of 4 or 5. And they have to have all this dental work done. And it's always traced back to the fact that they're giving them bottles with apple juice or soda water or things like that for them to go to sleep. It's a huge problem. The Medicaid problem is huge. So these are things that we get into, run into for dentists, and try to get people educated, but education is key to everything. Now, back to this wonderful year of 2017 and my program Back to Basics in January 2017. I'm just going to talk about things that we've been talking about through the year, and I'm talking about Back to Basics because so much of this is just simple, simple things that can make a huge benefit in your life and your health. And that's a whole key thing, is trying to stay healthy. And if we have time, we'll talk about the fact that your teeth are supposed to last you, are designed to last you all of your life. That is, whether you live to be 100 or over 100 or whatever age, your teeth are designed to last you that well. We'll cover that coming up, if we have time. If not, we'll do it at another program. So, the number one thing I think is so helpful, you've heard me talk about it so many times, is, of course, the probiotic Indomune. And, wow, has television and the large companies picked up on this? But it's interesting, what they're selling on television is typically in yogurt, which is not a very good way to get your probiotics. And the one that I've talked so much about for so many years is Endomune, and that was the one that was designed by Dr. Larry Hoberman. He's an MD. He's a gastroenterologist. He and a microbiologist were the creator of this. And this is Endomune. You don't want to be without it. Once you start on it, you'll see what I mean. It just changes the whole gut flora, and especially with people being given so many antibiotics. Anytime you take an antibiotic, you need to be on a probiotic like Endomune. Take it either an hour before or an hour after. But the first thing you want to do in the morning is take one of the Endomune, and it's something that infants, teens, adults of all ages, and especially the infirm, gee whiz, it's so valuable for assisted living and nursing home people. And, of course, infants and teens, and it's Endomune is terribly, terribly valuable. You don't want to be without it. And something that I haven't talked a lot about are digestive enzymes. This is a really important subject, and I'll have a lot more material coming up on that soon. And the main thing about digestive enzymes, if you've had your gallbladder removed, an enzyme by the name of lipase is the one that will help you with the digestion of fats. So anytime you take a food that's fried or has a lot of fat in it, you want to take the lipase digestive enzyme, and that'll make all the difference in the world, since you don't have any bile stored up to process the fat. Now, digestive enzymes are very important. They're just amazing, and they can help your digestive tract a lot. The third thing, back to basics, is just a clear nasal pathway. And Dr. Jose Barrera, that I had on, I've had him on twice. I had him on New Year's Day and earlier December 1st. He's a San Antonio plastic surgeon. He specializes in cosmetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, neck, and the airway. And I learned so much from him. And he teaches, right now, he teaches surgeons from the Mayo Clinic. They come down here, and he is triple boarded. That means he's earned certification, board certification in head and neck surgery, otolaryngology, and in the specialty of sleep medicine from the American Board of Otolaryngology, head and neck surgery, as well as in facial plastic and reconstructive surgery and the American Board of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. He's retired from the military, 25 years out of the military. He was out at BAMSI, and he's just doing some incredible work, and I learned so much from him. But one of the simplest things, we're going to have him on soon. We're going to be talking about a lot more about the nasal cavity and how dental infections affect that particular area, and how important it is to not have any infected teeth, not to have any failing root canals, not to having any periodontal disease, which is a disease of the bone housing for the teeth, and not to have any gingivitis, which is an inflammation of the gums. All of these can feed nasal pathway infections. But here's one of the things that's so simple and so neat to clear the nasal pathways, and that's the Neilmed. That's spelled N-E-I-L dash or space M-E-D sinus rinse, and you can get this at any drugstore. It's similar to a neti pot, except it's so much easier to use. It's just a little squeeze bottle with a nasal fitting, and it comes with a made-up packet. You put it in the water, that you heat up lightly, and the packet is as a balance of sodium chloride, salt, and sodium bicarbonate. They're mixed together and balanced. It's such an easy solution to such a major problem. And so you take and do this. You heat the water. Use pure water, like filtered water or distilled water. Put the packet of solution in, the packet of the sodium chloride and the sodium bicarbonate in, and just lavage or flush out your nasal pathways and let it flow through your mouth. You will be shocked at what comes out of your nose. Now, your nose secretes over a quart of fluid a day. And with all of our allergy problems, especially now with the juniper being so bad and exploding, juniper, when it explodes, it looks like you've probably seen it. It looks like it's a smoke bomb. But the juniper is so high, and this little Neomed, they're inexpensive. You use it for 3 months, and then you discard it and get another one. I think they cost about $15 or so. One of the most phenomenal pieces of help equipment for your nasal pathway, helping you keep from building up accumulations that bacteria and viruses can get into. But what's so interesting is when you start using this and you use it once or twice a day and you see what is coming out of your nasal passages, it's very, very impressive. You see why it's such a good solution. It's an easy solution to such a major problem. And so this is something that strongly urge you to get. It's a Neil Med, N-E-I-L, space, M-E-D, Neil Med Sinus Rinse. Comes with a little squeeze bottle. It's so handy to use. And, wow. And you're talking about helping you sleep, talking about helping you handle your allergies, talking about keeping you from getting colds and flu viruses. It's phenomenal, and it doesn't cost anything. That's a great thing. It's very, very inexpensive. And no chemicals. There's no pharmaceuticals there. Strongly recommend that. You've got to try it. You've just got to try it. The Neil Med. You can get them just about anywhere, any drugstore. Any questions? Anybody have a question about the Neil Med or the nasal rinse? If you do, the number is 599-5555. And give us a call if you have a question on the Neil Med or you want any more information on that. You talk about something that'll help you sleep. Oh my gosh, that will really help you sleep. Help you wake up in the morning as well. And it's very gentle on your nostrils. It's very gentle in the whole system. All right, the next thing. Well, let's see. Let me go to Art. Art, how are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good, doctor. Say, real quick.
Yes, sir.
My wife's going to have her gallbladder out at some point here soon.
Uh-huh.
But you mentioned a particular product, and I failed to write it down. Would you only just say it again, please?
It's a digestive enzyme, and it's spelled L-I-P-A-S-E, lipase.
Oh, got it.
And you can get it at health food stores. We have it at our office as well. It's a digestive enzyme, and what it is, it will help your body process the fats that your body used to, like when you have your gallbladder removed, it stores bile, and that bile's main function is to process fats and oils. When you get the gallbladder removed, you don't have that storage for that bile, and so you have difficulty with digestion of eating fats or oils. So you usually have to just avoid them. But the lipase, if you take the lipase, it's totally natural. And you take that at the time you're eating something that's a fat food or fried food or oils, you won't have any digestive problems to speak of. So that's the story on lipase, L-I-P-A-S-E.
I got it. I'm a good lord. If I took all this stuff, I might be, I never get them all down. But hey, doctor, thank you very much. I just truly appreciate your informative program.
You bet.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling. If I can help any way, you let me know. It's your wife will really enjoy taking that.
I'll get her some tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now then, we talked about the Neomed. The next thing I think that we talked about through the years, Neo 40. And, of course, that's from the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston, Medical School in Houston. And Nathan Bryan has been my guest. He'll be on the show in February to give us an update on the large amount of research, and the cardiologists are really coming on board with this because it's so helpful for cardiologists. And physicians who want to help their patients lower their blood pressure medication, and they can do this with the Neo 40. It's essentially dried beet juice and hawthorn juice, and it's a donor for nitric oxide, and that nitric oxide is going to enlarge your vessels, all of your vessels, veins, capillaries, and arteries, 30%. Now, you have 50,000 miles, supposedly, of vessels in your body, and you get a 30% enlargement, and you're going to have a lot better flow. You're going to have a lot more oxygen delivered to your heart and your brain and all your muscles. And it happens because it's a donor for nitric oxide, and nitric oxide causes the relaxation of the muscles that are in all the vessels, and that's how it works. And the University of Texas has seven or eight or nine patents on it. They took, I think, studied 400 plants. It took them 12 years to develop this and then develop the extractions of it. So it's the real thing, and you see it advertised all over television now as Beet Elite, and they have a few other names that they advertise under. It's the same product. Now, during Christmas holidays, I went skiing up at Winter Park for about 10 days. Winter Park's at 9,000 feet. And skiing is anywhere from 11,000 to 12,000 feet above sea level. So you got to have a lot of wind in your sails in order to ski because of the air getting thinner. And my grandson had a guest. He was with me, one of my grandsons. And I took some of my grandchildren up there with me. And one of them had a guest and always got altitude sickness at high altitudes. The Neo 40 fixed it in one day. So anybody that skis or has high altitude or works at high altitudes or does hiking and different things like that, use this product. Keep it on hand. It is phenomenal for altitude sickness. It stops it completely. And it helps prevent embolisms when you're traveling by plane because it makes the platelets slipperier and it keeps the vessels open better. A lot of people have embolisms, blood clots, when they're traveling by plane because they're sitting so long, especially if they're going over an Atlantic or Pacific routes or even across the country. So the Neo 40 is just a marvelous, marvelous thing. You can reduce your blood pressure or eliminate your blood pressure medications with your physician. One of the big things that they've found out about it, and we're going to talk about this on the show when Dr. Bryant is there, they found that the nitric oxide is a switch for the stem cells. Now, the stem cells now, as everybody knows, is what causes the body to regenerate its cells. It's a remarkable, remarkable system, and what they found is that the nitric oxide that is produced from the Neo-40 is responsible for switching on the stem cells, which helps regenerate your body tissues. It also helps with the mitochondria energy. I'm sure Dr. Bryan will have some more interesting research to talk about this. So if you're not on the Neo-40 or the equivalent, the Beta Lead or whatever, you really want to consider getting on that because it does so many things and keeps your heart oxygenated and it keeps your brain oxygenated. Your brain is an oxygen hog. Your heart is an oxygen hog. And the Neo-40 really helps you with that, as well as keeping your blood pressure under control. So you can't beat this. It's non-pharmaceutical. It's a plant-based. Keep that in mind. Now, one thing that I want to talk to you about is that we mentioned about your teeth lasting a lifetime. I have a couple of patients that are over 100. One of them's 106. Another one's 103. I have a lot of patients in their 90s and late 90s. And most of these people have their teeth. And we know from studies that keeping your teeth is a factor in longevity. And there are many other factors as well about why your teeth are so valuable. So we'll discuss this at another time, but the main thing is that people take their teeth for granted. And even though they're supposed to last a lifetime, we just don't put much emphasis on them. And it's a problem for dentists because we're always trying to educate how valuable your teeth are and how valuable healthy teeth are. And we have success with some people and some people we don't. And it's we'll cover this subject a little bit more. But let me go back to the phone and go to Terry. Terry, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I just came in at the just as you were gonna, excuse me, when you were giving the name of that prescription or some medicine that you said was real good for like people who suffer with allergies and all. Well, I just came at the tail end of that. So could you give me the name of that medicine you were talking about? You said it was inexpensive.
It's not a medicine. It's a bottle. It's called Neil Med, NEIL MED, and you can buy it at any drugstore. It's a little squeeze bottle that has a fixture that where you put it into your nose or on your nose, and it comes with a packet that you put into the water, and that's just salt, a special mixture of salt and sodium bicarbonate. And so you put it in the bottle, warm the bottle, follow the instructions, and just wash your nostrils out. It's not a pharmaceutical. It is one of the most wonderful things, and you'll be shocked at how much and what it, the different things that you get out of your nose and out of your nostrils and out of your sinuses. And it cleans the sinuses up so you don't have these accumulations in your sinuses for bacteria or viruses or allergies, allergic responses. It's just one of the most remarkable things. It's inexpensive. It's easy to use. It's You can't you got to try it. You just got to try it.
I am going to try it, but I sure am glad I caught the tail end of it.
You bet.
Anyway, I will get that. I need that because I have a lot of trouble with my allergies, especially in the morning with my sinuses.
This will help you so much you won't believe it. And call me next week and let me know how it works for you.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
It's called Neil Med, N-E-I-L. Space M-E-D. It's just a squeeze bottle. It comes in a little carton, and you can get it at Walgreens, CVS, or any of those.
Okay, thank you, doctor. I sure appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. Let me take and go to Blue. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I had the name was Blue, is that right?
That's me. Yes.
Okay. Great.
The reason I was calling, sir, I heard about, you talked last week about the Neo 40.
Yes, sir.
And, I have AFib, and I get, they've got me on several, blood pressure medicines from time. I'm on Coumadin.
How many blood pressure medications do you have? Three or four?
I'm with the VA, buddy.
All right.
I got two I take at night and two I take during the day, so I got four going on.
Do you have sleep apnea? Do you snore?
No, sir. No, sir. I've never, not that I know of.
Okay.
You know. No, sir, that's never been a problem of mine.
Okay.
I went down, when I got sick, well, I started, you know, I started losing my breath.
Yeah.
You know, I'd stop breathing.
Well, that's sleep apnea. That's sleep apnea. Yeah.
Sir.
That is.
And I haven't had that for quite some time. No,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, so you don't hold your breath now?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. Do you smoke?
Yes, sir. I got back to smoking a little bit. I don't smoke like I used to.
Yeah.
Good for a while.
Well, that changes the shape of your lungs on the inside, but the Neo 40 will help you with that. And you can work with your VA doctor, your cardiologist, or whoever you're working with on the blood pressure meds. And with his help, you should be able to drop those meds down and reduce it from four, maybe down to two, maybe even one.
Well, you know, what I found is they don't want to hear nothing. My cardiologist, one of them, you know, at one time said, well, supplements are just expensive urine.
Well, that's true, but things may be changing. Things may be changing.
I listen to them. I do what I'm supposed to do, you know,
sure.
My reputation. But
sure.
My question on this Neo 40, after I heard last weekend, well, I went to look it up on my Google.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of these smartphones, so I went, and man, there's all kinds. And I'm down here in Burton, Texas.
Uh-huh.
So I went over, you know, look around, HEB. No, we don't know. Neo 40, no.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, well, I have this smartphone. No, sir.
Okay, well, you should be able to order it online.
And there's all kinds.
Well... There's only one Neo 40, and there's another one called Beat Elite, made by the same company. They use that name as well. And Beat Elite, you see it advertised on television a lot.
And, I don't watch TV, so.
Okay, well, you can Google it up, but Neo 40, you can Google that up, and you can get that information and call them, and they'll send that to you.
Beat Elite
or Neo 40, either one.
Okay. You know that
it's the same. It's the same company.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Look. and boy, there was just all kinds of Neo 40 products out there.
Well, that's true, but that's all by the same company.
It's all by the same company.
Yes, sir. It's backed by the University of Texas Medical School at Houston.
Okay. Mighty fine, mighty fine. That, you know, boy, that caught my attention because I, you know, that sounds good to me.
It will help you. You'll notice a big help.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And if not, you give me a call.
Okay. Aloha.
Bye. Okay. Robbie, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Staffel.
Good. Yes, I'm doing fine. Yourself?
Funny, I was going to comment on that, what the gentleman just was commenting on.
Okay.
There is another product I've heard, and it's not Beat Elite. I can't recall the name, but I've heard it on one of the programs there real late.
Okay.
And I'm from a different, I can't remember it, but it's from Beat.
Yes.
But it's different name. I don't know, their rival?
No, that's not. They don't have any rivals. They have several, not several, they have three or four different names. It's okay. All the same product, and they've changed the name from Neo 40 recently. They changed it to, I think, Human In or something like that. But what has happened is that the University of Texas has 9 patents on this. So okay. Nobody can duplicate that product. And mm-hmm. It's confusing because, yes, they have multiple names for the same product. But it's all made by a company by the name of Neogenis, neogenis.com. So, and you can order it online. You can order it on the phone. It's advertised very heavily now. But that's what it is.
Okay.
Made from beets.
Okay, thank you. I also have a question on that NeoMed sinus rinse.
Yes, sir.
We call the local HEB, and they don't have it. Do you know what?
Try a CVS or Walgreens or any of those pharmacies or Walmart or Sam's or Costco or any of those. They should have it.
Okay, because we tried HEB because normally they're a little bit, you know, less expensive than the CVS and Walgreens. And that's what we call them, and they said no, they don't carry it.
Well, they're just $15. So it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it is. It is. We'll look them up at the other ones. Also, real quick, I wanted to ask, there's a doctor, we didn't write his name down, but he spoke against, remember those light, I think he was a doctor you had on your program some time ago.
Uh-huh.
Blue lights, like to sleep better at night?
Well, you want to have no blue light or no green light. You can have a red light, you can have an orange light, but no blue or green because that'll disturb your brain's sleep pattern.
Oh, okay.
You want to have it perfectly dark. You can have a red or an orange light, but no trespass light. That is no light coming from lights outside your house or so on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that's going to get you into your best sleep and production of what we call melatonin.
Okay. They'll put you into the REM.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As long as you don't have sleep-disordered breathing, you're not snoring or holding your breath. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stefan. We love your program.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, I was just talking about how important it is to take care of your teeth, and we find so many people have such high fear and high anxiety for getting dental treatment done, and that's why I advertise so extensively, and I've advertised for so long, and we've developed systems that are so wonderful for people with fear and anxiety. The NuCom system is one. The NuCom was recently out at the displayed and demonstrated at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where 185,000 people were viewing everything, and it was the NuCom system was one of the top systems that everybody was raving about. So this is something that I've been using for years, and it is so nice because it puts you into a state of meditation. All kind of scientific studies with it, totally safe. And that's just one of the anxiety remediation systems that we have to help you be comfortable in the dental office, in our dental office. That's the office of Dr. Staffelin McLinn, and our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And then we have other systems where we can totally eliminate your fear, and we can treat all of your dental needs fear-free. We have a no-pain zone. I'll tell you, it's just marvelous. So don't let fear or anxiety, whether you have high fear or high anxiety or low anxiety, keep you from getting your needed dental treatment. We have these marvelous systems that keep you so comfortable without having any pain. Once you get in our no-pain zone, you just have a marvelous way of getting your teeth taken care of, your dental needs, fear-free. So give us a call, Dr. Staffelin McLinn. The number is 210-341-2569. We're so thorough. We're so thorough with our examinations. We're so thorough with our work. I had an old a gentleman, retired banker. He came in one time, and I did some work on him. And he said, after I seated the bridge, I put an implant in, and also he looked at me and said, would you put your name on it? I said, yes, sir. And, you know, it really got my attention. I would put my name on any of the work that I do. We have a family history, or family business goes back to 1890. It's no longer in business, but it was started by my grandfather, and one of the things was integrity. The Staffel name is integrity. So give us a call. Dr. Staffelin McLinn, the number is 210-341-2569, and you experience a dentistry at a totally different level. Now, real quickly, we're just about out of time, but another quick thing is the Breathe Right strips. You see those advertised on television a lot? They can work. They're pretty cheap. You put them on your nose, they open up your nostrils. And this is a helpful thing also with the NeoMed and the Neo40 probiotics. So keep that in mind. We've got some great programs coming up, so be sure and put this time down. Sunday, KTSA, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. And also FM 107. And we've got some great material coming up to help you live better, live healthier. And thank you so much for listening. Give us a call anytime you need help. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.